Stürmen darf man stürmen, you know, but I tell you the way. I put in there about the time of the Galilee, yeah. The Gemara says that when I heard this, we did the Beis HaMikdash. So, when I heard this, we did the Beis HaMikdash, so it says that he saw that the walls were made out of marble. He wanted to cover them with gold. So Chazal said, I never told you this. So Chazal said to him that, no, Hanichu Shekati Ofer Shedoyim El Galay Ayom. It's nicer this way. It looks like the waves of the sea. So Rav Putner once said, what's the big deal with the waves of the sea? Gold is also nice in its own way. So he said, the pshat is that they all knew that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Chorev in the not so distant future. There's many indications in Chazal that they saw the Churban is coming. So a person might say, the Churban is coming anyways. Why are they busy redoing the Beis HaMikdash, renovating the Beis HaMikdash? What's the whole point? So the Chazal said, no, you see, the Galay Ayam, they know that they're gonna reach the shore and that's it. Then they're going to break. And nonetheless, they come in with the full force. So you see that even when you're coming up to the shore, but Sturman, Daphne, Sturman, you still have to go with the whole roar. You have to still come with the whole storm. Yeah, so anyway, it's the end of the semester, but Sturman, Daphne, Sturman. Till the end. And the decision is that we're going to do Mitzvah Shem after the... There'll be a break for midterm and finals, but then Mitzvah Shem, the plan is to do Hanechnokim. 1976, I went to Boston and I heard shiur from Rav Soloveitchik on Hanechnokim, another bechavus with Chaim Ilson. Rav Yerucham Gorelick was in L.A. that summer, went to L.A. for something or other, and my father was a Talmud of his. And he told my father he should send me to Boston. I was 16. He told my father he should send me to Boston to hear shiur from the Rav. He set me up with Rav Chaim Ilson, who was older than me, but not that much older. But he was in his 20s, right? So anyways, I have notes. So I figured I never had a chance to say I heard from the Rav. So maybe I'll copy the notes for the island. That might be an idea. Maybe I'll get them scanned. I hope I still have them. I think I still have them. And I'll scan them for the island. And we'll see. I don't know how much we'll use them. We won't use them. But in any event, it'll be, we'll see. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting for me also to see, you know, what I wrote, see it now again, different eyes. Okay.
What type are we doing
next year?
Yeah,
I want to do those prokim, the Gemara Din, Ben Saramera, and Nisrofim. Those prokim in the back. We'll see exactly. I'm not quite sure. You know where to start, which part to start with. Ben Saramera, hey, we already did half of it in this year. You know, some of the really important sugyas in Ben Saramera that they learned Ben Saramera for, you know, about Machteris, right? If that already. That we already did.
Are we going to go faster than this
one? I would imagine the nature of the material would lend itself to going much faster. I would think. We'll certainly go faster through Ben Saramara. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, so last time we were talking about Rashi Shitov here. And I had a little bit of a sophos. I want to talk it through again, maybe from the beginning, the Kitzer, and have more of a package. So we had like this. The Gemara brought that Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said there's a machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish by Chai V'Misa Shoygim and Chai V'Lavin Shoygim, both between Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says there's no kimul rabbinate only when it's asurbate. And Reish Lakish says that there's kimli rabbeinu even when it's lo yasrube. That's how we have that's Rav Dimi. Then they were asking that from Tana Becheskia. Tana Becheskia said that Chayv Misha Shoygim has a drosha Chayv Misha Shoygim du pater from Tashlumen. So Rava says, how can you say not like Tana Becheskia? So the Gemara therefore says ki also elo ki also Ravin. Ravin said that in Chayv Misa Shoygim there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees to Tana Becheskia. The machlokes only by Chayv Elavin. Only by Chayv Elavin. There, Rav Yochanan says it's only Chayv only by Meizid and not by Shoygig, and Reish Lakish says that it's by both. So Posh Pshat in the Gemara is that Rav Dimi is itaisiv. The Ramban writes Rav Dimi is a shita mufreches. Much longer than Rav Dimi, and the maskar of the Gemara is like Rav, and nobody's chayil gan Tana Becheskia. That seems to be Tosis' shita as well. Taisus asks some other Gemaras in Shas where Tana Vecheski, where there do seem to be people who are chaylik in Tana Vecheski, and Taisus asks, our Gemaras Maschan is that nobody's chaylik in Tana Vecheski. So Taisus answers those Gemaras, but Al-Kapan Taisus also shares that Hanocha, that the Maschan of our Gemara is that Tana Vecheski is universally agreed upon. On the other hand, we saw Rashi in the beginning of Nechlokim. We'll segue into, it's good, it segues into, we'll learn Nechlokim, so it'll be like, no, it's safe for B'tchilas. We saw Rashi in the reading of Nechlokim, the Gemara over there indicates that there's a Psyah person who doesn't hold from Tana Vecheskia. There's a man to Isli Tana Vecheskia, there's a man to Lesli Tana Vecheskia. So Rashi over there says, it's Machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. So apparently, Rabbi Yechon holds that Rabdimi is not Itaisiv. And that Rav Dimi is not just because Rav asked from Tana Vecheski. That's not a piyucha on Rav Dimi. And that's not a piyucha on Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi will say, yeah, Rav Yechon is chaylik on Tana Vecheski. And the Gemara in Echelokim goes like Rav Dimi, that who understood that Rav Yechon and Taka doesn't hold from Tana Vecheski. And that's where Rav Yechon held. The Chayv Mishi Shogim, you don't part it from Teshlum. It's pretty clear in that, explicit in that Rashi. So, I asked the Kasha, that's Rashi and Sanhedrin Pedalim and Beis, beginning of an Echnokim, 12 black before, that Ein Beis and Medalim, and then Sayyid Omer. And the Mishnah above Machteris, Rashi asks, why is above Machteris out there from Shvir Sechavis? After all, when he leaves the Machteris, he's not Chayim Mis anymore. So Rashi answers, so he's not actually going to get killed. So why is he out from Shvir Sechavis? So Rashi answers, but it's like Chayim Mis Shagim. Chayim Mis Shagim also don't actually get killed. And yet they're out from Tashlumen. So here also he's out from Tashlumen. So apparently Rashi holds the din of the Mishnah above Machteres that he's part of Shir Sechavis is predicated on Tana Vecheskia. Rashi himself says Tana Vecheskia is Machlekes Rav Yechon and Reish Lakish. So what's Rav Yechon going to do with the Mishnah of Shir of above Machteres? That was the kasha. So Macharim can answer with Pshitus. Emes Rashi's anyway, sure. What's Rashi's kasha about Shvir Sechavis? So now he left the Machteres, he's not Chayim Mis anymore. But Bishvas Shvir Sechavis, he was Potter. The moment when he broke the Chavis, he was Chayim Mis. At that moment, he was Potter. So what do I care that now he's not Chayim Mis anymore? Once he's Potter, Potter is Potter forever. The person Bishvas, he breaks something. Bishvas Mais, he was Potter. Later on, the tour goes away. But Bishvas Mais, he was Potter. So what's Rashi's kasha made Korah? Like, what's bothering Rashi that he has to invoke? It's like Chayim Mishe Shogim. Forget Chayim Mishe Shogim. B'shas Maisi, when he broke the Chavis, he had a Ptur of Kimli Dravine. So what Rashi's Kasha altogether? So we said already many times that Rashi L'shitosa, the Rashi holds Kimli Dravine is not a Ptur. So therefore, when he broke the Chavis, he was not Ptur. He had the Chiv Tashlum when he broke the Chavis. It's just a din and based in that we can't be Manish in Misa and Momen. For Rashi, that's only when he's in the Machteres. But when he leaves the Machteres, we don't want to anymore be Manishim Misu Mamun. Now already we're only trying to be Manishim Mamun. So the Shtayim went away. We're not being Manishim Shtayim, we're only being Manishim Achas. So why can't we be Manishim now the Mamun? That was Rashi's Teretz. That was Rashi's Kasha. And Rashi's Teretz is that we learn out from Tana Vecheska that you don't need Shtayim. As long as the Mais was a Mais that's Dini Nefoshistik, so Engon Okoyach Lanshi Dini Mamunus. We can't be done at Dini Mamunus. But like upon him, the main point for us right now is that Rashi's Kasha in the first place. You know, now he's not Chayiv Mis anymore, so why can't we be Manishim Mama now? And that's the kasha for which Rashi has to invoke Tana Vecheski to answer. That whole kasha is only built on the Hanocha that Kimli Dravine is not a Ptur. But if Kimli Dravine is a Ptur, if Kimli Dravine would be a Ptur, then Rashi's kasha wouldn't start in the Machteres. He's Chayiv Mis Mizidim. In the Machteres, he broke the Chavis. He had a Ptur. If you have a Ptur, when you break the Chavis, you're not going to become a Chayiv later. But Rashi, the Shitosu, that Kimli Dravine is not a Ptur. Ka'omer. So now we can say we have maybe a Pashut way out of the problem. Because we already know that this Hanocha Rashi, that Kimli Dravine is not a Ptur, just a Din Beistin, Rashi only said it to explain whom? Rashi said this notion that Kimli Dravine is not a Ptur, it's a Din Beistin, the Ein L'Kayach L'Ein Shishtayim. The Betzim is Chayav Rova. Es T'Nasa Torah, Filo Bal Imay. But that's only to explain Rova. But we already know that not everybody agrees to Rava. Rapapa in Baba Kama and Beis disagrees, Ayin Omid Beis disagrees with Rava. Rabba and Rapapa and Arsugya about Dalad Behavel, Gimel Vadalad, top of Lama Dalad and Beis, also disagrees with Rava. We've used this many times. Even according to Rashi, it's not a dove and muskim, the kimud rabbinah is. It's a machlekes amaroi. It's not a dove and muskim, the kimud rabbinah is a dinner based on the aram roi mahol, the kimud rabbinah is a ptur. Rava, rapapa, the old kimud rabbinah is a ptur. So we could say, maybe, so we could say, Rav Yochanan, who doesn't hold from Tana Vecheskia, what's he going to do with the Mishnah of Macheres? He'll hold like rabbin or papa, the kimud rabbinah is a ptur. Inshallah, my son. Rashi's only asking the kasha aliba the rabba. The whole kasha of Rashi, you know, how can he? Why is he? He breaks the chovas of the machteres, but now he's out of the machteres. Now let him be chayiv. Rashi's kasha is only aliba the rabba. According to rabba, kimli rabbi is not a ptur because estimel ptur b'filu ba'limoi. Rashi holds halachas like anyway. Or Stam Rashi is asking aliba the rabba. According to rabba, the kimli rabbi is not a ptur. So Rashi had a kasha. So why when he leaves the machteres? So let him be chayiv then. So Rashi has to answer with toner vecheskia. Rashi has to answer with Tana Vecheskia. Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from Tana Vecheskia. So what's he going to do with the kasha? Maybe he doesn't hold the kasha in the first place. Rav Yochanan called like a rabba and a papa. The kimli with the rabbinate is not a is a ptur altogether. The kimli rabbinate is a ptur. When he broke the chavis, he was potter. And it's very meduyuk because it'll come out that Rava has to hold like Tana Vecheskia. Since Rav will have Rashi's kasha, the kasha is leaving the Rav according to Rav at Ishver. When he broke the chovitz, why is he potter? But now he left the machteres. It's no longer shtayim, and he was never. So why can't we then collect the chiyuv? So Rav is going to have to say Rashi's answer that it's tana vecheski. You don't eat shtayim. We can't be dan dinim amaris. Ain lenu koyach to be dan dinim amaris. The mice that has a tzad of dinim nefoshes. So that's very good. So everybody said it. That's very gevaldik. We know Rashi holds. We know that Rava holds from Tana Vecheski and Agamar. Rava is the one who says that nobody argues. Rava is the one who asks Rabbi Yochanan, "How could you argue in Tana Vecheski?" So according to Rava, Tana Vecheski is a dollar muskum. It's mamish gevaldik, because you know Taisha says in Agamar it sounds like everybody holds from Tana Vecheski. Rava sounds like everybody holds from Tana Vecheski. So we could argue on Tana Vecheski. Agamar takes for granted nobody argues on Tana Vecheski. You see in Rashi that there are people who argue on Tana Vecheskia. Rashi in Hanach Nochem holds there are people who argue on Tana Vecheskia. So Hakim and Agamar, the Gemara takes for granted that nobody argues on Tana Vecheskia. The answer is Agamar is Rava. Rava is the one who takes for granted that nobody argues on Tana Vecheskia. And Rava has to hold the way because Rava holds that Tana Vecheskia is a Mishnah. Problem Machteres, Vashibes Achavis is Potter. Why is he Potter? It must be because of Tana Vecheskia, like Rashi Taka says over there on that Mishnah. So Rava, the Shitosi Taka, has to hold Tana Vecheskia is the Rava Muslim. But those on the right, we don't hold from Rava's premise. Rabba, Rapapa, now we're adding Rav Yochanan, who don't hold from Rabba's premise, who hold that Kimli Rabbeinu is not a, is a Ptur. So the Mishnah is altogether not Shver. So there's no right from the Mishnah about that the Tana Vecheskia, maybe Tana Vecheskia is not universally agreed upon. And Rav Yochanan Taka holds not like Tana Vecheskia. So far, it's good. It's just old-fashioned chesmen. There's nothing fancy. Just things. It's all dvarim for us, really. The herds of kasha. I think I asked this last time. Because now we're saying that Rav Yochanan holds that Kimli Rabbeinu is what? Is a ptur or is not a ptur? Is a ptur. Otherwise, how does he explain the Mishnah above Machteres? He can't use Tana Vecheskia and so Kimli Rabbeinu is a ptur. So that's what we're saying. Avichai holds Kimli Rabbeinu is a ptur. But there's a kasha on that. Because the Chor we have a raya, there Avichai holds Kimli Rabbeinu is not a ptur. Kimli Rabbeinu is a din based it. But he's really chayiv, chiyuv Rami Alei. How do I know that that's where Avichai holds? Our Mishnah. What? Our Mishnah. Why our Mishnah? What? Yeah, that's right. What are you saying?
I
think that
he says our Mishnah is
low asr. No, that's right. It's only a ptur if it's been mazed, not b'shayi. When it's been mazed, then it's a ptur. No, we used to write the Gemara Lama Gimel on the base. The Gemara Lama Gimel on the base had a b'raisa. Gona v'tovach v'shabas, gona v'tovach l'avidazorah. It's chayiv dalad v'hei. Rameir says he's chayiv dalad v'hei. So what do Gemara ask? How you chayiv dalad v'hei? What happened to Kimli Rabbeinu? But Meir is the Leuke Mishalim Misli, Mesa Mishalim Lesli. So why isn't the Kimli Rabbeinu? So what did Rav Yochanan answer? Gemara brought there B'Shem Rav Yochanan that it's told about B'Tavei Achal Yidei Acher. Somebody else did the Shechita B'Shabbos. Somebody else did the Shechita L'Avodah Zarah. So there's no Kimli Rabbeinu. Which Mazutra asked what? Mazutra asked another Kasha. She says, Mika Midi. He would shechted himself to be Potter. Now he shechts it al yedishlich. He's chayav valid. Hey, how could he be more chayav al yedishlich than he's chayav himself? Answers the Gemara. The Mazutras Kasha. That no, he himself is not potter. Who knew you? What's the Lashon over there? What? You allow Mishum to lay mechayev. El Mishum to kimli b'drabinet. Taisus over there is a different shot. Taisus says it doesn't mean he's chayev. He's not chayev. But he would have been chayev, not for kimli b'drabinet. That's good enough to take off Mazutras Kasha of Mikan Midi. But Rashi learns that you allow Mishum to lay mechayev, says Rashi, chiyuv aram yale. He is chayev. It's just that it didn't kimli b'drabinet. So what does Rashi mean? What do you mean he's chayev? If it's kimli b'drabinet, he's not chayev. So we said shot in that Rashi. We made a whole cheshbon about it. That's the pshat in that, the pshat in that Rashi is that it goes with Shita's Rova. That Kim Rabin is not a ptur. Chiyuva Ramyale. It's just a din based on that they can't collect. But Betsim is chayiv. And that's the answer to Mazutra's Kasha. But Rabbi Yochanan says, if he shechts himself, we Kim Rabin, he'll be potter. I mean, the Gemara thinks he'll be potter. If he gives it over to somebody else, he's chayiv dal vei. Fek Mazutra, how could that be? What he does, himself, he's potter, and Ali Vechliach, he's chayiv. To which the Gemara answers, and apparently this is the only answer, because the only answer the Gemara gives, that no, if he shechted himself, he would also be chayiv. Because Kim the Rabin is not a ptur, it's chiyuv aramyale. And that's the only answer to the Mazutra's Kasha. We had a whole cheshbon. What about Rabbah who holds the Kim the Rabin is a ptur? So what does he do with Mazutra's Kasha? Teretz is an echanami. That's why Rabbah doesn't learn like Aviyachan and says, no, it's talking about Tevayach Ali Deyatzmai. Rabbah and the Lamadal and the bottom of Lamadal and Madalf. Those are all cheshbonis that we made. But upon him, we had, so we cheshbon that in Aviyachan on, really pretty mufush and Rashi, chiyuv aramyale. There Aviyachan holds the Kim the Rabin. It's not a ptur. Chiyuv aramyale, it's Kim the Rabin. It is chiyuv aramyale. It's just it doesn't based in Ka'omer. So how can, but I want to say that Yechon also came with Rabbi Nezab Tur, otherwise what do you do with the Mishnah Sanhedrin? But the MS is, Ekamar is any Mishnah. At least it's Shtern of Dimi. Rav Dimi holds that Rav Yechon says that Misa only patas Momen when it's Asrube, not when it's Loy Asrube. Right? That's Rav Dimi. So I have a new kasha. So what's bothering Rav Yochanan and the Brisa over there on the Gimel base that he had to say it's talking about Tevech Ali De'achar? What was the kasha in the first place? The Brisa said that if he was Tevech B'Shabbos, Gona B'Tavach B'Shabbos, Gona B'Tavach L'Avod Zora, so he's Chayev Dalet V'Hei. So the Lord asked, what do you mean? It's Kimel Dravene. So they said, Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, Kol Chabros, so they said, Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, the answer is, he's Tevech Ali De'achar. So no Kimta, it's Tevech Ali De'achar. What do you need a kimta? I'll give you a much more pashut answer. What's a pashut answer? According to Abdimi, Lechoy is a pashut answer for that Raisa. There was no Asra. The Raisa has to be talking about the with Asra. It's talking about Loy Asrube. If our Mishnah could be talking about Loy Asrube, the Raisa is talking about Loy Asrube. Going up to the Shabbos, going up to the Tavak of the Zor, it's Chayab Dal Bay, it's talking about Loy Asrube, so there was no Malkus. It's not even a doichuk. The Mishnah is not talking about the Kimlid Rabbani. The Mishnah is talking about Shkita Shenu Uyuh. Rabban holds it Shkita Shenu Uyuh. The Rameir doesn't care about Shkita Shenu Uyuh. We had a Kashim in that side. What happened to Kimlid Rabbani? Poshut answer, Lo Yasrube. So what Rabbi Yochanan had to say is talking about Terei Echali Deacher. You should have just answered. It's talking about Lo Yasrube. Al Koch HaChat HaOmer that Gemara is not going like Abdimi's version of Rabbi Yochanan. That Gemara goes like Robin's version of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rav Yochanan holds that Kim, that Rav Yochanan only said that you don't need has that there's Kimel, that there's no Kimel Rabbanei b'shogeg by Malkus, but by Momen, but by Misa he's moided to Tanu v'Cheskiel. That Gemara is going to be like Rovin Amar. We have two versions of Rav Yochanan. Agamar, we have Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Then we have Kirasa Rovin Amar Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara in Lamed Gimel Mebeis that says that Kol Chaburosa Smed said Mishmeid Rav Yochanan that it's talking about Tevech Ali Deyacher, and that Gemara was in Nicha to say it's talking about Beloy Asra, because that Gemara is going with the version of Rabban Amar Rav Yochanan. The Emes is it's very mechuvan, because who one of the Amarim over there is Rabbi Avin. I think they say, I don't know if that Rabbi Avin is Rovin. First of all, there's Gemara B'Sachem Ayin Ayin Amad Beis. The Gemara has also Ki Osir Rovin Amar Rav Yochanan. They have all the Gemara's Ki Osir Rovin Amar Rav Yochanan. Rovin's a Talmud Rav Yochanan. Ki Osir Rovin Amar Rav Yochanan. The Gemara over there has such a Gemara also Ki Osir Rovin Amar Rav Yochanan. And then the next line, the Gemara says that Abai called him Ovin Bichla. I don't remember what the context of the Gemara was, but you see, clearly in the Gemara that Ovin is Rovin. They have a lot of Amaroy Eretz Yisrael. The name starts with the Aleph because contracted. They have like an Yishami. Avon is Rovin. That's a common phenomenon. Kapanet Ferish Gemara. Oven. Robin's name was Oven. And Rabbi Avin is also Talmud Rabbi Yechonah. The Gemara in Lamed Gimel Beis that we're talking about is Rabbi Avin Omer Rabbi Yechonah. So I think, I saw this. I don't know if it's Lava Muskim. I don't know. I looked at one of the Surah that talk about these things, and he actually told a Poshet that Rav Robin is Rav Avin. Also, Svamish Gevaldik. That's Rav Avin Omer Rabbi Yechonah. And it's slash Tim's with Robin Omer Rabbi Yechonah. Now, Gemara, you also Robin Omer Rabbi Yechonah. So Mela Hakol Amo Kaima Yovoi. That Gemara holds like Rav and Amar Rabbi Yechanan. It's anyway much mitoychin stolem it goes like Rav and Amar Rabbi Yechanan, because otherwise the Gemara should have said a pashat the answer. It's talking about the Bidul Yasubay. It's going like Rav and Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Oh, if you're going like Rav and Amar Rabbi Yechanan, so then, and everybody holds from Tanu Vecheskia, then the Mishnah of Roidif is not shver. There's no, it could very well be that Kim Ravin is not a Ptur, like the Gemara over there answers to Masutras Kasha. But according to Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Yechon doesn't hold from Tana Vecheski at all. If we don't hold from Tana Vecheski at all, so how do you explain the Mishnah about Machteres Al Kofich? Can we have Nezim Ptur? Anyway, that's what I wanted to walk through. That's that Nechuda. Okay, Levita. So the Cheshmedik, but it's good to open things up. But let's pick it up at the end of the Lamed Aleph base. Eisev Shlokas Rav Yechanan. The Torah says, "Lo yosain onish yonish." That if there was no osain, nobody died. So then you have to pay the Meiv Lodos. So my lav osain mamish sounds like it means mamish nobody died. But if somebody would die, even if there was no chiyuv, even if there was no hasra, and there was nobody was chayuv misa, but somebody died, so it sounds like then there's no dubi kimli rabbinate. My lav osan mamish, so it's a raya from the pasuk itself that chayuv misas shoygim have kimli rabbinate. So if you can answer him, like didn't osan. No, that's not what it means. It means din osin. It means the chiyuv misa. And lo yosin, if there's no chiyuv misa. If there's no chiyuv misa, either because nobody died, or even if somebody died, but the last straw, as long as there's no chiyuv misa, so there's a chiyuv mevlod, there's no kim l'damne. Ikadami, that it was the other way around, eser v'yachin v'shlokish, lo yosin, onish yonish, ma'alab din osin, lo yosin mamish. So in Tana Vecheski are three cases. A is Shoygin and Mezid, B is Miskaven and Eni Miskaven, and C is Derech Aliyah and Derech Yeridim. Rashi everywhere learns that all of these three cases are different dargas of Shoygin. But the Nidin is the same Nidin. Does it pat the moment? Is the Kimlu Rabbani or not? In other words, the Mitzad the moment, all three cases are identical. The Chilik between the three cases is Mitzad the various degrees of Shkoga. The Shoygig, the Zayn Miskaven, there's Derech Yerid and Derech Aliyah, which is not Nidin Shigos of the Kapor, the Moran says later. So in the Misa Shabbai, there's variations, but the moment is exactly the same in all of the cases. Taisus learns here and in Sanhedrin, maybe a little more explicitly, but Taisus learns that mitzad the Misa Shabbai, all these cases, they don't need three cases. If shoygin is potter, if shoygin patters for moment. So Einim is Kavan, which is Kavan Larag Zev, Larag Zev is a Kavachayim that departs from Mammon. And Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida, which is altogether, very fine gradation, certainly would pat the Mammon. That doesn't need a Pasuk. The difference between the three different Tanav Echeskis inside the Mammon Shabbat, that Shoygim Ezer is talking about regular Mammon, regular Tashlumah that happened to be coincidental with the Chiyuv Misa. And Miskaven, Einim is Kavan is talking about the main Nerag. Taisus Shita that the Meha Nerag has a special status that according to Rebbe and Reb Shimon, see later on, there's a special din of the Meha Nerag, and even though ordinarily you have Kim Rabbani, but the Meha Nerag you have to pay. And then Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida is talking about something. Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida is talking about something else entirely. The Gemara later on has a shaila. Never mind Kim Lidramne. Do you have? Can you pay Mammon to get out of the Chivmis? No, never mind. Does the Chivmis apati from other Chivim Mammon? Can you pay a ransom, a kaifer nafshoy, in order to get out of the Chivmisum? That's it. Gemara is psukim that like sichel kaifer lenefesh etzeach. That a etzeach can't buy his way out. And Gemara has a few psukim. And Gemara has cheshbonos. Why you need all of these various psukim? So sakam mashim Gemara itself. That this Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida, I think it is, it's talking about that. That we're not mechalek, that whether it's Derech Aliyah or Yerida, you can't be paid to yourself for Misa. Because I might have thought that Derech Yerida, since it's Nitin Shigigosu Kapara, so maybe you could get out of the, so you could get a Kapara by paying a Kaifer and not have to get Misa. So it's a different Nidin altogether. Like three different Nidinimis at the moment Shabbat. The Shaygan Mazid is a Nidin of regular Kimli Ramine. Miskamen is needed in Dmei Hanera, which is a separate category, and Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida is a needed of Kaifer, which is the third category altogether. That's what Tosfos learns the Tana of Echeskel. So two different kinds of, three different ideas here in Tana of Echeskel. We'll see more when we get to Tosfos inside, maybe. Time allowing. But a kapanim, you see from says Rabbah, you see from Tana Mecheskel that Ben Shoygu and Mezid, there's a din of Kimel Rabbah, you miss the pathos from Mammon. Nobody could argue Tana Mecheskel, Rabbah holds. Elok, he also Rabbah and Omar, Chayim and Misa Shoygu and Kulyamalai Pligi de Plur. Everybody agrees that Chayim and Shoygu and Pot because of Tana Mecheskel. He Pligi be Chayim and Malkus Shoygu and Dolar Achim. And Machlek is only be Chayim and Malkus. Rav Yechon Omar, Chayim and Misa Skish is Chayim and Malkus Lo Yiskish. Ishtok HaShomar, Potter, the fair ships of Torah, Chayim and Malkus and Chayim and Misa. So Misa for sure patas for Mammon. Malkus and Mammon. Misa, Ben Vishoigig, but Mesa, that's Tana Mecheskel. Malkus, Vishoigig, that's already the Machlekes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Mesa is a third kind of Kimli Ramane. Besides Misa Mammon and Malkus and Mammon, there's another Kimli Ramane. What's the third Kimli Ramane? Misa and Malkus. That's also Kimli Ramane. So what's the din over there? So that's a Gemara in Chulin Pei Aleph Amud Beis. It's mentioned briefly. The Gemara in Chulin talks about what it does Misa B'Shoyig departed from Malkus. It's also Ketelum Tak from Kedei Rishosa. That's the Sugiyah in Misa Patas from Malkus from Kedei Rishosa. Gemara later on. Gemara Lamed Zayin later. Misa Patas from Malkus from Kedei Rishosa. So the Gemara there has indeed. And what would be if you had Misa B'Shoyig would have departed from Malkus? The Moshul, you had Malkus Oisiv Esbenai. That's the case where Oisiv Esbenai, you shechted a behema, and then you shechted her, shechted a cow, and then the same day you want to shecht the calf. So there's a lot of Oisiv Esbenai, the Sishli Yemechot, but on top of that, you shechted the calf, Lava Dazar. So you have a Chiv Misa for shechting the calf, but it was Beshogit. And then you have a Chiv Malkus for Oisiv Esbenai. So there's Misa Pata, there's Misa, Chayim Misa Shogim, Pata for Malkus, says the Mar Machlek Sevech and Rish Lapish. So the rate is, it's the same Machlek as we have over here. In other words, Tana Mecheskel is talking about Misu Mammon, that's Lo Yosin, that's a different pasuk. But Misu Mammon and Malkus Misa, that's the same pasuk of Derech Yosin. That's the chesed of the sugi later on Lam Zayin. Misa Mammon is learned that from Lo Yosin. Misa Malkus and Malkus Mammon, anything that has Malkus in it, that's learned that from Derech Yosin. Derech Yosin is a pasuk by Malkus. The Piliyah Shevet, Kedevish, the phone of Derech Yosin be Mispa, Arbom Yakenu. So anything that has Malkus, whether it's Malkus or Misa, Malkus or Mammon, that's learned out from Kedei Shosai. And Misa or Mammon, that doesn't have any element of Malkus, that's a different pasuk of Lo Yosin. So in Lo Yosin, we have Tana Vecheskel, that we're not Mechalak. But all the Kedei Shosai, the Kimli Rabbanes, whether it's Malkus or Mammon, and Asig, Misa Malkus, in the Sug over there in Chulin, that's a Machalikus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Just to have that idea, maybe useful later on. So according to Robin, comes out there was never a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Chayim and Misa Shogeg. The only machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was only about Malkus and Mammon or Misa and Malkus, but Misa and Mammon they never argued about. So it comes up some other thing. The Gemara before had a whole dialogue between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Eser Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And Eishir Reish Lakish to Rav Yochanan from the pasuk of Lo Yosin, my love Osin Mamish, my love Din Osin. Now that whole dialogue is talking about Misu Mammon. That's what they're talking about. Lo Yosin, that's the pasuk of Misu Mammon. Reish Lakish understood that it means Osin Mamish. Because as long as somebody died, you're potter from mammon, you're potter from meivados. And Rabbi Eichner understands that means din also, because you have to have a chiyuv misa, chayv misa shaking, don't potter from mammon. So it was mamash, seems to have been a real live conversation between Rabbi Eichner and Rishlak, which is about a debate about misa and mammon. Now comes along of the Rav, and he said, Lehoi will never. There was never a machlekes with Rabbi Eichner and Rishlak, which is about misa and mammon. The whole machlekes is only about malchus and mammon. It's a little bit strange. So it comes out that conversation of Eisri Rabbi Eichner and Rishlak, Eisri Rabbi Eichner, Rabbi Eichner, according to Rav, Lehoi will never. It's not the end of the world to find such things in Shas. Rav Dimi's version came with the whole dialogue. And the Rav doesn't have that version of Yechon, it's a different version of Yechon. In his version, there was never this conversation between Yechon and Reish Lakish. Yeah, could be. You find such things elsewhere in Shas. But I heard an interesting thing from Rav Yaakov Dulman. I saw him last week. He told me of some halach. Maybe we can be asked of this kasha. So maybe I'll tell it to you now. It's a little bit. We'll see if I look at the heart. I want to tell you, it opens up also, like, just opens up your mind. It's like this. Taisus has a kasha at the very beginning. Taisus asks him a Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say, everybody else will talk about Taisus. Taisus from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, "Tana vecheski mafkum mid the Rebbe, mafkum mid the Rabbana." What's the Gemara talking about? With the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbana, is Kavan Larav is ever heard of? Is he chayiv misa? Is he potter min misa? Rabbana say that he's chayiv misa. Many of you showing him passing like the Rabbana, and Rebbe and Reb Shimon say that he's potter. The Rambam passing like Rebbe and Reb Shimon, he's potter. So the Gemara over there says, before it gets to the Tana Mecheski, the Gemara over there says, it's totally how to learn the Pasuk of Im Osun Yiv and Asat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Hashem Shad in the Pasuk is, you have these two people, Ki Notzan Hashem, V'matzah Shem Yisah Kosum Adaber. They're trying to kill each other. They're not trying to kill this lady standing next button right by. And then Im Osun Yiv, the lady got killed, says the Torah, V'Nasat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. What does that mean? So the Rabbanan say, it means Misa. If they kill the lady, they get killed. The Chayim Misa, either weren't trying to kill the lady. They're not called Shaykhim, they're called Mezinim, because they were trying to kill each other, so they're Mezinim. And Rebbe said, no, they're Potim. It's Kavan Arag Zebach, says Potim and Amisa. It says that if they kill the lady, they have an Asata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So what does Rebbe answer? What does it mean? Mamet. They have to pay the Mayan Arag. Says the Gemara, then Gemara brings Tanu Vecheskio. Tanu Vecheskio said that Ben Miskavan, Ben Eina Miskavan, is Potim and Amamet. What's miskaven? What's ainu miskaven? It's not shaykh gemesid. We already said shaykh gemesid. Miskaven, ainu miskaven means miskaven lara gezeh. Ainu miskaven means miskaven lara gezeh v'hara gezeh. Ben miskaven, ben shaynu miskaven. Whether he was aiming for this guy, whether he was aiming at the other guy, he's spot him in a moment. He's not chayv misa, but he's spot him in a moment. Says the Gemara, it's not like Rebbe, it's not like the Rabbanon. It's not like a Rebbe. It's not like the Rabbanon, because Rabbanon say he's chayv misa. It's not a separate category. Not like a separate case, loichi lakta. He is chayav misa. Of course, he's potter min hamamon. He's a mesid. So I don't need Tanu Vecheski to tell me that there's no that he's potter min hamamon. So it's not like the Rabbanon. That's for sure. It's not like the Rabbanon in the dinim of chayav misa. But it's also not like Rebbe, because Tanu Vecheski says that he's potter min hamamon. According to Rebbe, he's chayav mamon. That's the Gemara. So the Chachamim in Mordechai says it's not like Rebbe. It's not like Rabbanon. Yeah, and then Tosfos says Akashas, how did Tanu Vecheski read the psukim? Pasuk says from Osin Yim and Asat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. According to Tanu Vecheski, what does it mean? It can't mean that he gets killed. Tanu Vecheski seems totally doesn't kill. Can't mean that he's Chayim Mamon. Tanu Vecheski says he's not Chayim Mamon. Yet the Gemara doesn't discuss. Taisus talks about it. Then the Rav Taisus, he has a discussion about it. It means maybe something else entirely. If they were shooting at, if they were aiming for the woman, then they get killed. Or if one of them killed the other one, they gets killed. I'll call upon him. So it says in the Yerim Gemara, it says in that Gemara, that Tanu Vecheski is not like Rebbe. So Taisus says, how do you think with Agamar? Agamar says that everybody holds like Rebbe. At least Rava thinks that everybody holds like Rebbe. What do you mean? I'm sorry. Agamar says that everybody holds like Tanu Vecheski. Rava said nobody argues in Tanu Vecheski. What do you mean nobody argues in Tanu Vecheski? There you have a Gemara that Rabbonon and Rebbe argue on Tanur, they both argue on Tanur Vecheske. So first of all, just posture things. From which one is Tosfos asking? From Rebbe or from the Rabbonon? From Rebbe. Rabbonon is not sure at all. The Rabbonon don't argue on the Yisod of Tanur Vecheske. They just think that Einam Iskaven is really amazing. So you have to take that line out of Tanur Vecheske. You know, Tanur Vecheske holds that Einam Iskaven is a kind of Shoigig. And that the Rabbonon don't hold. But they agree to the fundamental idea of Tanur Vecheske, that Shoigig patters from Mammon. The real kash is from Rebbe. Rebbe holds Einam Iskaven is a kind of Shoigig. He doesn't get Misa, but he has to pay Mammon, and that's not like the Yisod of Tanur Vecheske. So Agamor Rava says everybody holds from Tanur Vecheske. There I have a Rebbe who doesn't hold from Tanur Vecheske. So we should have different approaches to this. The Ramban says in the Chinami, but the Gemara just didn't think that didn't want to say Yochanan holds like Rebbe. Rebbe is das. We know we don't pass like Rebbe. So the Gemara just didn't want to make Yochanan like Rebbe. Like a shita tchuyu. Rather the Ram passing like Rebbe, so that's not going to work for the Ram. Tosfos has a mahalach that Rebbe only argues with Antonov Echeskia on Dmei HaNerag. That's what I said before. Dmei HaNerag is a separate category. But regular Domim, other Domim in Achutz, not the Dmei HaNerag, that he agrees that this Kimli Rabbin by Shogit. The Rambam has a new Shita. Amazing Shita. The Rambam in Chayvul HaMazik, Perek Dalet, Halachai, I don't know if anyone had a chance to see it, to send out last night, I think, or this morning. But I'll tell you, the Ram says he brings Tana Mecheske. The Ram says that a shoygig is patas from, you know, chayim is a shoygig and patas in a mammon. But the Ram says niskaven lara gazeh v'hara gazeh is chayim mammon. The Ram says niskaven lara gazeh v'hara gazeh is less than a shoygig. It has a din ki ilu ena chayim misses based in klal. He's not called chayim misses. A shoygig is chayim misses shoygig. Niskaven lara gazeh v'hara gazeh is not chayim misses at all. It's a fair sham. It's not like I'm reading the Ram. It's a fair sham. I don't have the Lashon Ram in front of me. I'm going to have it. You have to look it up. As far as very hard, Tosfos for the apostles is Kavachem. Our Tosfos says, I think it's Tosfos' head, maybe speaks it out. It's a Kavachem. About a Shoigig is less than a Miskavel Aragazel Aragazel. The Shoigig wasn't trying to kill anybody. He was just pounding his blacksmith's anvil or something, and the head flew out and hit somebody in the head. That's a shayu. Goes into goals. That's a shayu. A guy wasn't banging a hammer on an anvil. He was banging his hammer on somebody's head, and then it flew off and hit somebody else's head. And that's less. That's called niskav l'aragazel aragazel. That's less. That's less of a fur. As they state now, it needs a hesper, but that's not what we're going to essay. That's what we're going to try to do this morning. Here's the Rambam. Hanoigav is the isha, but Perek Dalet Halacha in Chayvul Mazik. Hanoigav is the isha, but Yotzi Yoledeh Umeso. Afa pishoy shogig. Hareze potem in atashlumen, ve'en mishalem klum. Shenemer v'lo yosin onashi onesh, v'lo yechilek achosu ben shogig lumeis, v'dobe sheish ben zbeistin l'potem in atashlumen. That's basically Tanav, it doesn't bring Tanav Cheskis Hekish, but it's Tanav Cheskis Halof. Somebody was noigiv as a isha, even though it was b'shogig, he's potem in atashlumen from the maid lodus. Ba'mer dvor ma'murim, v'she niskaven l'isha, where he was niskaven to the isha. That means he didn't want to kill her. The Ram is a pshat. Noigiv is Isha. I don't know how we read the psukim. The first case is he's noigiv isha. Oh, I think I didn't have this before. Hanoigiv is Isha v'yotzi l'deo mesa afvisha yoshogig. He didn't want to kill the. He didn't want to kill the lady, but he was hitting her. He was a wife beater. He was a lady beater. He was punching this lady, and she had a miscarriage. So, and she died. So then he's potter from the dmei vlodas because he's a shogig in the misa. Where at least he was miskaven to the isha. Aval miskaven lechaveroi v'noga fesa isha. Afal pishem meso. Hoyel v'hamisa beloy kavana. Hareze kedover she'ein by misas beistin u'mishalem dmei vodas. That's already less than a shogig. At least it's less than the shogig of hikasa isha. I made a mistake. If he was pounding on the anvil I think the Rambam would agree that that is not pater from tashlumin, because that's less than his kamal aragaseh v'aragaseh. The case of a shoygig was okay. After a little, was the kids of the Rambam's mechalek. Tana Vecheski is right. I'm passing Tana Vecheski. That we're not mechalek between shoygig and leizid, but we are mechalek between miskaven and sheinu miskaven. By an eidah miskaven, this is apparently the Rambam's taking the Gemara about Rebbe being mafkim Tana Vecheski. So Rambam's terrors to the problem of the Gemara. Our Gemara says everybody holds from Tana Vecheski, that we're not mechalek and shoygig and leizid. The Gemara over there says that Rebbe is mafkim Tana Vecheski. Rebbe doesn't hold from Tana Vecheski. So the Rambam's take is Rebbe agrees to Tana Vecheski by shoygig and leizid, but he argues in Tana Vecheski by miskaven and eidah miskaven. He says, how could that be? Miskaven and Eina Miskaven is less than a Eina Miskaven is more chomer than a shoygig. It's not less chomer than a shoygig. The Rambam's solution is, no, the shoygig that Rebbe agrees to is the shoygig where he wanted to hit the woman. He didn't want to kill her, but at least he wanted to hit her. So then, that's called the shoygig, and that path is a menet tashlumin. But the case that Rebbe is mechadish, Miskaven, lara gazeh, lara gazeh, that's the case where he didn't want to hit the woman at all. So that's called Eina Miskaven. Maybe call it Tarkul, that's a shaygig. But here that's called the Einu Miskaven. And that's Kilu Einu, and that has a special ptur that is called the Dobar She'ein by Mises based in Klal. It does not go into Tana Vecheskia. I mean, Tana Vecheskia thinks that it does. He says we're not Machalik. But Rebbe is, and that to that extent, Rebbe is Machim in Tana Vecheskia. And the Rambam passing is like Rebbe, that by Miskaven, by Einu Miskaven, there's no din of Kimle Vidravimine. Yeah, Mayor, then he's one.
That's exactly how the Rive learns the Gemara by Rav Adi Bar Hava, but the common name based on Rav. He learns that that's what Rav Adi Bar Hava is.
Oh, yeah? About. Okay, interesting. Okay. Just try to look at that Gemara a little bit. Yeah, you saw Gemara 7.
What?
Why
does Malam
not
say you have to pay for the Meisha?
Why does
Malam not say you have to pay next time?
If he wasn't, or maybe you do, I don't know. He's not talking about that case. Here's what I know, give us the issue where he was trying to hit her.
She died.
I know, give us the issue of a yotzu de omeso. One second, which case? Where he's hitting her or where he's not hitting her?
I'm sorry, no. He hits her
with his guy. Oh, but no, give us the issue of a meso. Her la misa bela kavana. He's obviously his based in a mishalim may bloodless. Does he have to pay the demand there? Maybe the rabbi learns it when the Rebbe says he pays dumma and meets mei vlodus. Maybe. It would be a little bit strange because it's not much from the pasuk that way at all. I don't know. I have to check it out. Hakapanim, that's the ram. Now this din of, where did this din come? That niskaven lara gazeh v'hara gazeh is not only, it was in the Rami Sikh Chiddush, that niskaven lara gazeh v'hara gazeh, Rebbe says it's potem and amiso. That's the din of Rebbe, Reb Shimon, that niskaven lara gazeh v'hara gazeh is potem and amiso. And the Rami says a deeper Chiddush, that niskaven lara gazeh v'hara gazeh, not only is it potem and amiso, it's potem and amiso that it's called, that it's eimoy chiyah miso is based in cloud, it's not even called the shogig in Ritzicha. It's not even called chayv miso shogig. And this is special locha by Ritzicha. That a niskaven lara gazeh v'hara gazeh is potter from Mrs. Beistin, but not just potter from Mrs. Beistin. It's called Eimay Mrs. Beistin Klal. He's not even a shogig in Mrs. Beistin. The Moral is after a pasuk of Oravloi. The Torah says by Ritzich of Oravloi, we call an offish. So the Oravloi means he has to ambush him, means he wanted to get him. He was noigiv se'isha, at least it was Oravloi. So then if he killed the woman while he was beating up the woman and he killed her, he didn't want to kill her, but that's at least Oravloi. So then that's called Chayv Mrs. Shogigim. But niskaven lara gazeh v'hara gazeh, it lacks in v'aravloi, and that's gzeres hakosuf. That if it lacks in v'aravloi, it doesn't go into the mises based on the ritzich at all. Not only a level of chayv mises mezidim, but not even a level of chayv mises shogigim, and he'll pay mama. That's the Rambam's understanding of Rebbe, and Rebbe's mafka mider tar vecheska. Now, okay. This is certainly a special gzeres hakosov in the chiyuv miso of ritzicha. Yesh lodin. What about malchus? Ritzicha is lav in the Torah. So in the case it was Niskav and Lara Gezer, and he killed the lady. So the Rambam is mechadashed us, passing like a Rebbe, Rambam's understanding of Rebbe, that as far as the Chi of Mises Basin is concerned, it's not even called Chayav Mises Shogim. It's aimed by Mises Basin Klal, and it doesn't pat for Mammon. But what about Malchus? Is the Lavan terrible Yitzchak? Is it at least Chayav Malchus Shogim? After all, in the Malchus of Leis Yitzchak, it doesn't say anything about the Arvla. The Gzeresa Kosov of Arvla was said like Avi Chiyah Misa. Bipshutoi, hold on a second. Let me just finish. Bipshutoi. As far as Malchus is concerned, it's a regular Malchus. So it's a Shoigig, because he didn't want to kill her. He was in Skavon Laragazev, Laragazev, didn't want to kill her. I mean, maybe it's not even a Shoigig. Emes, he wanted to kill somebody. Maybe it's even called in Skavon Laragazev, Laragazev. Maybe it's even amazing to Malchus. So maybe maybe should be done that the Malchus of Leis Yitzchak, maybe it's Mamash amazing in the Malchus. He wanted to do Leis Yitzchak. And even if we say it's a Shogun in the Malchus, but it's Chayim Mishu Shogun. So Chara, tell me, what are you talking about? What Malchus? What Lav? It's a Lav Shinitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. Everybody knows that a Lav Shinitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin, a Lav that has a Chiyav Misa attached to it, there's no Malchus for such a Lav. So we're Saman Amaratzis. However, the emphasis is not so poshut. What's the source for Lav Shinitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin? The whole concept of Lav Shinitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin is the Gemara Malchus. Gemara Malchus Avi Gimel. Gemara Malchus Avi Gimel says Rabbi Akiva says that Chayve Mises are potem in a Malchus. So Chachila the Gemara understood that it's Midin K'teir Shosai. Misa Malchus, Avada. You have a Chayve Mises, you potem in a Malchus. That's one of the cases of K'teir Shosai. That's the way the Gemara there initially understands. Comes along Rova and he says, no, that's not the... And it's Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmol over there. Comes along the Rav and he says, no, that everybody agrees to. There's no Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Yishmol about that. That's not allowed. It's K'tei Rosh Hashanah. That everybody agrees to. But that's only was a Hasrof and Misa. So if there's a Hasrof and Misa, why do you put them in a Malchus? Rabbi Kiva's Chiddush even if there was no Hasrof and Misa. If there was no Hasrof and Misa, then there's no K'tei Rosh Hashanah. Comes along Rabbi Kiva's Mechadnish that there's a new concept of Lav Anitin Little Mrs. Basedin. That since the Lav is needed to be the Asorah for Mrs. Basedin, so such a Lav doesn't have Malchus at all. Nothing to do with Teir Shosai. It's not a Lav that has Malchus altogether. A Lav that has a Chi of Mrs. Basedin attached to it and is Nitzrach for the Chi of Mrs. Basedin is not Machai of Malchus. That's how Rav is Mechadnish and Rabbi Kiva. And that's the source for the idea, which we all take for granted, that a Lav for Shinitin Asorah Mrs. Basedin doesn't have Malchus. But the Rava's whole Rava is predicated on Rav Yochanan that by Chayv Mises Shogigim by a Shogig Chayv Malchus Shogigim Umamun or Chayv Mises Shogigim Umalchus that we talked about before, there's no Kimli Rav in it. But according to Resh Lakish, that even by Shogig there's Kimli Rav in it. There's no Chilik from Asrube and Loy Asrube. So then there's no room for Rava's explanation of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva says Chayv Mises are potem in a Malchus. Of course they're potem in a Malchus because of K'tei Rosh Hashanah. Even if it's Loy Asrubay, Resh Lakish Shita is that Loy Asrubay is the same as Asrubay. And there's Kimli of the Rabbanei ben Asrubay ben Loy Asrubay. So when Rabbi Kiva said that Chayv Mises are potem in a Malchus, that's Poshet, that's Kimli of the Rabbanei. And there's no source. Said not so Poshet. The Gemara Lechatchili didn't think Rabbi Kiva was saying anything about Lavanit and Lasaris Mises Basin. The Gemara Lechatchili thought Rabbi Kiva was saying a din of Teresh Shosai. Rav is Mechadish, no, that's if it's Asrubay, there's nothing to talk about. The Rabbi Kiva says Mechadish, even if it's Loy Asrubay, there's a new din of Lavanit and Lasaris Mises Basin. That only works according to Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Reish Lakish, that there's Teresh Shosai even by Loy Asrubay. So I don't see anything in Rabbi Kiva more than the din of Teresh Shosai. There's no, the whole invention of Lavanit and Lasaris Mises Basin, according to Reish Lakish, probably doesn't exist. There's no foundation for it. It's based on Rabbi Kiva. According to Resh Lakish, Rabbi Kiva doesn't need Lav Anitin less than Lesser Mises Basin. Based. It's possible to give him the Rav in it.
It's just maybe more of a dagger for Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's source is going to be an apostle cup because that was the Lav Zimon. So that will stand regardless of whether you're hanging Rabbi Kiva.
No, anyway, it's Machlekes Tanoim. You see, Rabbi Shmuel didn't hold from this Lav Anitin Lesser Mises Basin. The stone of the Gemara before him didn't hold from it. Rav is Mechadish, that's Rabbi Kiva's being Mechadish to me. But if I don't have a source in Rabbi Kiva, then on my own mechataisa, maybe we all agree to Rabbi Shmuel, but there's no such animal. So Mela, it should come out like this, that according to Reish Lakish, there's no such thing as a lapshin into Lasaras Mrs. Based. So now Taka Yesh Logan, when it's Kavaragaz Evaharagah, so the Misa, so we have a Xeris Kosov of Orvloy. There's no Chi of Miso here. But there is a Chi of Malchus. So maybe the Malchus should patter from the Malchus should patter from the moment. The only thing is that maybe the Malchus he's a and even if he's a Shogig, which I'm not sure that he's a Shogig in the Lich Yitzchak. He said before he wanted to kill somebody. So maybe not even a Shogig in the Lich Yitzchak. And anyway, even if he is, Reish Lakish shows that Chayim Mises, the Chayim Malkish Shogim, Patim and Atashlumim. So Chayim Nechrami, it should come out that according to Reish Lakish, even if you have this Kamal Haragazeh, Haragazeh, which according to the Ramam is a Nudin of Orvloy, that it doesn't go into, it's not called Chayim Mises based on at all. And it doesn't have Kimli Ramane, but there'll be a Kimli Ramane on a different count, on a different account, namely that it's that there's a Lav Lis Yitzchak, which, yeah, it's Lav Nitin Lasaris Mises Basin, but Reish Lakish doesn't believe in Lav Nitin Lasaris Mises Basin. And maybe it's a Shogig, but Reish Lakish doesn't believe in Chayim Malka Shogig being any different either. So according to Reish Lakish, maybe the Misa won't pater Mina Mammon because it's of the Aur of Loi, but the Malkus will pater Mina Mammon. So now, next year, not. Yeah, but no, but it suggests the cost of Arvloy. In Kolotar Kula, the Moshe Gabi Golos, he's a Shagig. Somebody was pounding on the anvil and killed somebody, he's called a Shagig. In Kolotar Kula, that's called a Shagig. It's a special din by Misa. The Torah said exists a kos of Arvloy, that if it lacks in Arvloy, then he's not called a Ritzach at all, and he's potter from Mrs. Basin, not only Beshogig, even less than Beshogig. It's called Eme Mrs. Basin Klal. But in the regular level, it's Yitzchak, that's like Olavin. Who says that there's such a thing as Niskavin, because he was Niskavin? Who says you need Arvloy for Lis Yitzchak? He wanted to kill somebody, he killed somebody else. He's violated Lis Yitzchak. What? Might be Chayvi Malkus. Again, according to the halacha of Aranat, because Lafshin Lasaris Mrs. Basin, but according to Reish Lakish, doesn't have Lafshin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. Chayr doesn't have it. Why should he have it? So then he should be Chayv Malkus. And there's no Kedavish. And there's normally Reish Lakish agrees that Chayv and Misa don't get Malkus because of Kedavish Shosai. But here there is no Kedavish Shosai because this is not a Chayv Misa at all because of Aur of Light. So this is a pure Malkus. Pure Malkus. This is a regular Malkus. According to Reish Lakish, you should get Malkus. And Melech is no mother. The beauty of it is, it's complicated. It's very complicated. But he hasn't said anything that's much. That's a chiddush. We're not going at any limbs. Everything here is probably pretty straightforward. The hanukkahs are all very straightforward. That's not the double posh ilkuzig and makas. They hold that the lava nitin lasaris mrs. base. It only makes sense according to Rebbe Yochanan. So all these things are hanochas pshutus. Everything really flows. There's no chidushim. So now nechsi anan. How do you read the pasuk? The Torah says, "Vimlo yeh asayim." You know, Tanoshim wanted to kill each other, Vinokhu Ishihara, and they killed the lady. Veloya also in Anush Yanush. Kashiyos is all passes by the May Bodhis. Veloyos. And we have a Shiloh. What does it mean, Loya Osun? Does it mean Osun Mamish? Does it mean Din Osun? So let's think through what it's going to mean according to Rav Yechon and according to Reish Lakish. In Agamar, Rav Yochanan has said that it means din osam. If there's a chiyav misa b'poyol, then if there's no chiyav misa b'poyol, he has to pay the mevlas. The only thing that patas is chiyav misa b'poyol. That's Rav Dimi's version of Rav Yochanan. Because according to Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan doesn't have tana Rav Chesky even. So there's nothing to patter the mammon except chayav misas mezidim, chayav malkas mezidim. So according to over here, you need a mamash din mammon in order to pat to the mammon. That's Reish Lakish. That's Rav Dimi. Coming on Ravan, And he says, one second, let me think the best way to say this. I think should we start from Eichon and start from Rish Lakish? That'll be clear in a second. Okay, we'll start with Eichon. Rav Dimi quotes Rav Yochanan, this dialogue from Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says, that, what does loyo also mean? It means din osen. If he was chayav misa b'poil, the mezid, wanted to kill the lady, let's say, so then he gets out of the Dmei Vlodis, but otherwise he has to pay the Dmei Vlodis. So if you now, again, what we want to salvage over here, which is what we're trying to do, is that this shakla v'tayav din Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish really existed even in the world of Ravan, because that was our problem originally. How could it be according to Ravan that this shakla v'tayav between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish was like Ha'evel and Nivra? So we want to make it work out that this shakla v'tayav between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish existed according to everybody, both in the world of Rav Dimi and in the world of Ravan. So let's see. We'll start with Rav Dimi, which is what's the version of the Gemara. So in Rav Dimi's version, that's the straightforward Gemara, Rav Yochanan says the pshat in the pasuk is if there's a din osin, if there's a chiyav misa v'poil, the mezid, then you don't have to pay the mevlodus. But if there wasn't a chiyav misa b'mezid, then you don't have to pay the mevlodus because he doesn't hold from tana v'cheskia. In Rav Dimi's world, Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from tana v'cheskia. Of course. What about in Ravin's world? Ravin comes and tells me that not everybody holds from tana v'cheskia. So you can't deny tana v'cheskia. Shoigig, we're makka shoigig l'mezid. So Parshav Shah, now we have to change. It's no longer going to be dinos, and it's also mamish. Well, the feel of Rambam, though, it's not mukach. In fact, it's not true. Because according to the Rambam, even though everybody agrees to Tana Vecheskia that we're not mechalat in Shoigig and Mezid, that's regular Shoigig and Mezid. But there's a new, but the Rambam passed like Rebbe. There's a new halacha of the Orav Loi that Niskavan Lari Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh is less than a Shoigig. It's called Eboy Mises based in Klal, and it doesn't pat there for a moment. So just because, you know, in Robin's world, everybody holds from Tana Vecheskia, that means everybody holds from Tana Vecheskia of Shoigig and Mezid. But not everybody holds from Tana Vecheskia about Miskaven and Miskaven. Rebbe is Mafkim in the Tana Vecheskia. In that part of Miskaven and Miskaven, Rebbe is Mechadish, not like Tana Vecheskia, and Rebbe is Dalocha. I'm passing that Rebbe is Dalocha. If Rebbe is Dalocha, very likely Rebbe can also held like Rebbe. So therefore, if he was Miskaven, Laragazev, Aragazev, he wanted to kill the other guy that he was fighting with, and didn't want to kill the woman. So then, even in Robin's world, there's no reason to pater. He'll have to pay the Dmei Vlodis, because in the Chiyav Ritzicha, it's not only a Shoigig; it's less than a Shoigig. It's Niskaven Laragazeh v'Horagazeh, which lacks in V'Orav Loi. It's Ein by Mises based in Klal. So Rav Yochanan says can continue to say that Loi also has to mean Din Osein. But if there's a din osan, it'll pater for a moment. If he wanted to kill the woman, if he was amazed in killing the woman, then it'll be potim and not make vlodus. But if he was as kamal aragazeh v'aragazeh, there was no din osan, because he was in kamal. So even though she died, that's as kamal aragazeh v'aragazeh, and then it'll be potter from the made vlodus. Rabbi Yochanan could continue to say that osan means din osan according to the Rama. That's Pashup Shem. What about, one second, but what about if the lady died? So you're telling me that the Ritzich over here can't pater because it's lacks in the Orav Loi. But let's pater mitzad the Malkus. So what about the Malkus of Leitz Yitzchak? So the answer is no. First of all, the Malkus of Leitz Yitzchak. Right, let's pater mitzad the Malkus of Leitz Yitzchak. So number one, the Malkus of Leitz Yitzchak could be that he's a Shaygik. Because who said there was Asra? Who said there was Asra? And if it's a shaygig, Rav Yochanan holds chayv malchus shaygigim. Rav Yochanan, even in Rav Dimi, even in Ravin, Chayvim Malkus Shoykigim, Rabbi Yochanan's whole shita is that Chayvim Malkus Shoykigim don't patter minat tashlumin. So the Malkus of Leis Yitzach will not patter from the moment. A, because who says it's all about Ashrubay? And number two, because Slav Anitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. Rabbi Yochanan could certainly hold such a thing as a lab. Shanitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin, like Rabbi Akiva said in Malkus. So, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan can continue to say Din Osa. What about according to Reish Lakish? Could Reish Lakish say Din Osa? Could he learn the Pasuk Din Osa? According to Reish Lakish, if he wanted he not on Oshim, they were trying to kill each other, and they accidentally killed the lady. It wasn't a Din Osa, and nobody was Chayim Misa, since Kavanar Gezeh, Vahar Gezeh. According to Reish Lakish, will they have to pay for the Dnei Vlodos? Well, not on account of the Ritzicha, not on account of the Chayim Misa, because it's for Laks and Vahar Vlod. It's Ein Bei Misa is based in Klal, that's the Rambam's Chiddush. But, what about the Malkus? The Malkus already, according to Reish Lakish, will patter. Why not? Why shouldn't the Malkus patter? Because it's B'shoigim, maybe there was no Hasra? That doesn't matter for Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds Chayim and Malkus Shoigim patter for a moment. Because it's a Lafshin from Lasaris Mrs. Basin, Reish Lakish doesn't hold from Lafshin from Lasaris Mrs. Basin. That's the Mukhuk and the Cheshman, the Shoigim Malkus. The whole Raya for, not the lower word again, he doesn't hold from Lafshin from Lasaris Mrs. Basin. So according to Reish Lakish, the Malkus of Leis Yitzchak will have to patter from the moment. So therefore, how are you going to read the pasuk? You can't learn din osin. You have to learn osin mamish. That the Torah said, "Im lo yu osin mamish." If nobody got killed, so then there's not even malchus for Leis Yitzchak. So then you pay the mevlodus. But if anybody got killed, it doesn't matter whether there was this kamal arigzeh, whether anybody was chayim misa, not chayim misa, whether asur be lo asur. Nobody has to be chayim misa. But if the lady got killed, then there's malchus of Leis Yitzchak. Maybe it was no Hasra, but it's Malkus of Leis Yitzchak, at least B'shoigig, and Reish Lakish's Shita is that Malkus of Leis Yitzchak B'shoigig patters minat tashlumin. Reish Lakish's Shita is there's no such thing as Lafshin Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. So according to Reish Lakish, there shouldn't be any chiyuv moment. Al-Koch and Reish Lakish has to learn the Pasuk to mean Osan Mamish, which is exactly the Shakli Vitaya between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says the Pasuk means Din Osan. Says Reish Lakish, no, it can't be. It's Chayim and Malkus Shoigigim. So no, the dialogue now between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is no longer about Chayim Misa Shoygigim. It becomes a dialogue about Chayim Malkus Shoygigim. We just translated it into a different key. So the dialogue that we had between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in Rav Dimi's version, we still have in Rabban's version. In Rav Dimi's version, it was a machlokes about, it was a dialogue, a shakli v'tari about Chayim Misa Shoygigim. That we don't hold from anymore. Chayim Shoygigim is out of the picture because there's a new din of Arut, because there can't be a machlokes about Chayim Misa Shoygigim. Everybody holds from Tana Vecheski. Chayim Shoygim Zana Machlekes. I over here, but over here might be different because it's Kavanah Hargis Zeb, but it's nothing to do with Machlekes or Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. There's a new din of Oravle. So Chayim Shoygim, Chayim is off the table. But there's a new Shaka Vataya. Chayim Malkus Shoygim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Chayim Malkus Shoygim don't patter. Besides the fact that it's Lavan Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. But according to Reish Lakish, no such thing as Chayim as Lavan Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. And Chayim Malkus Shoygim patter in a Tashlumen. So therefore, according to Reish Lakish, that has to mean also Mamish. It can't mean Din also. That's the whole head. Kamer is. I had to go over it also a few times to have what he's saying. It's hard to swallow it all at once. The main nekud is we're doing two things. In order to make the Shaka V'tayr between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which sounds like a machlokes about a dialogue, the Shaka V'tayr about Chayim Mises. That's how Rav Dimi understood. Kol Pashut Rav, they're arguing Chayim Mises Shoygim. That only stems in Rav Dimi. According to Rav, there's no machlokes about Chayim Mises Shoygim. So we want to translate it that this Shaka V'tayr between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is not a Shaka V'tayr at all about Chayim Mises Shoygim. It's a Shaka V'tayr about Chayim Malkus Shoygim. So how do we make that work? So first of all, we use the Rambam. The whole thing only works in the Rambam. We use the Rambam. That tells me that even according to Tana Vecheskia, this Kavan Larek Zev Horegis says Chayim Mamet. That's without that we can't budge. You know, if you don't say that, then you have to change. Then we have to say it's Osir Mamet. We're going to use Ram. Anyway, this is the Ram. This is not. Ram says Beferish. This is Shitas Ram. That Rebbe holds. And we pass him like Rebbe. That even though we hold from Tana Vecheskia, that Chayim Mishishoyin and Patim and Tashlumen. But when it comes to Ritzicha, the Chiv Misa Ritzicha, there's a new din of Oravloi, then this Kaim Alar Gezeh, Vahar Gezeh, is not called Chayv Mises at all. It's Kilo Eime Mises based in Klal. It's not even a Shogig. And you Chayv Mamon. And therefore, according to the Rambam, Rambam says Beferish, Kinot Sanoshim, if the people were fighting and they wanted to kill each other, Benokvu Ishahara, the Chayv and Mevlodos. Rambam says Beferish, the Chayv and Mevlodos. Aye, what happened to Tana Vecheskel? It's Chayv Mises Shogim, should be Potom and Atashlomit. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. Rebbe, to that extent, is Machim and Tana Vecheskel. And Rebbe said, Niskam and Lara Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh, it's not called Chayv Mises at all. So therefore, we're not so the pasuk. After we have Rebbe, so the pasuk of Kinot Sanoshim, but not if Ishahar of Yotzi Yoladel. Yes, it was Niskam Alargazev Aragazev. It has nothing to do with the issue of Chayim Mishishagim. It's a new din of Arav Loi. It's not called the Chayim Miseru. And therefore, as far as that goes, as far as the issue of Mis is concerned, we could learn the pasuk to mean Din Osan, meaning. If they wanted to kill her and they were chayim misa, then they put them in her mama. But if they didn't want to kill her and she just happened to get killed, that's so there was no dinos and she just happened to be dead. So then they have to pay to make lodos. So Rabbi Yochanan can continue to learn that the pasuk means dinos. That's all pure Rama. It really follows from the Rama. Some of the Rama. That's not the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so what's Rish Lakish's hasaga? Rish Lakish agrees also to Rabbi's din of niskav and laragazev haragazev. Like, what's this shakla d'tayr with the Rebbe and Rebbe Yechonah? So we're transposing it. It's going to be that shakla d'tayr is not going to. It's not going to be about chayv and misa shogim. It's going to be about chayv and malchus. After all, Rebbe Yechonah and Rish Lakish are arguing. What's their argument about in Robin's version? It's about chayv and malchus shogim. So we'll say what they're arguing about over here is not chayv and misa shogim. What they're arguing about is chayv and malchus shogim. That also needs some doing. What do you mean chayv and malchus? It's a lashon from Lasaris Mises based on. So we have to take a look at the Gemara Malchus. We saw the whole mocker for Chayv for Navin Lavshin from Lasaris Mrs. based and comes from Rabbi Kiva, and that's not the only pshat in Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara, the Stam of the Gemara, initially thought Rabbi Kiva is a din of Teresh Oseh Misa Malkus is Teresh Oseh, but Rava said no, that's only by Asrubay, not by Loy Asrubay, because he holds like Rabbi Yechanan Misa Malkus only by Asrubay, not by Loy Asrubay. So it must be Rabbi Kiva saying another halacha Lavshin from Lasaris Mrs. based. We know Rish Lakish holds that even by Loy Asrubay Misa Malkus, even by Loy Asrubay, that's the Gemara in Chula. Whether it's Asrubay, whether it's Loy Asrubay, there's a regular thing there, Shosay, and that's all Rabbi Kiva is saying. And there's no mocker if that's the case. It's like the Stam of the Gemara, but they're not like Rabbah. There's no mocker for Lapshin from Lasaris Mrs. Basin. Again, this is not a Shtickle Torah. This is a Gemara and Makkas, Fair Shagamar. So now, we're a Raviach over here, that we now discover that according to Rish Lakish at least, you have this Anidin over here, not only of Misa, but there's Anidin of Malkus. When they're trying to kill each other and they're going to violate Lishitzach, and they kill his lady, There's besides the misa, so the misa we have arav loy. So you know it's not called chayv misa because it's arav loy. It wasn't. They weren't. There was no arav loy for. They weren't trying to. So it's not called misa at all. But it is a malchus. There is. They were trying to. They were doing lesitzach. They were over lesitzach, and lesitzach. The malchus of lesitzach could also pat them in that moment. Of course, it might have been b'shogeg. But Rish Lakish doesn't care. Rish Lakish was chayv malchus shogeg and pat them in that tashlumen. According to Rish Lakish, mitzad the Malkus Shaboy, we have to change din osan to osan mamish, because as long as if she got killed, then they're going to then this chayv Malkus Shaboy is part of the tashlumin. So how can the Torah say this in the Vladis? It must be that it means osan mamish that im lo yu osan nobody got killed. Oh, if nobody got killed, then of course it could have the Vladis. But if anybody got killed, then there's no Vladis. That's what it means exactly. That's the meaning of osan mamish. If anybody got killed, then there's no chiyuv Vladis. Because forget the misa, but it's chayv malchus shogim, and that's Rish Lakish who says also mamish. Rav Yochanan, on the other hand, says no, it means din osan. He doesn't care about the malchus, a because there was no hasra, and b because lapsing from lasaris misses basin. So now we have the same shakla tayyib. You know, Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish is din osan, there wasn't mamish. The same way we had that shakla tayyib in Rav Dimi, we could have it in Rovan as well. Omer, no longer talking about chayv misa shogim, but now they're talking about chayv malchus shogim. Yeah, that's it. Atkan. This is a Riyakov film. It's a very nice chesed. It's not pilpul because it's complicated. It's hard doesn't mean that it's pilpul. It's not pilpul because there's no. He's not going at any speculative limbs. Everything is chora. Everything is derech hamelach. Everything is very straightforward. Okay.